Hello, my name is Lily Gilbert. This podcast is part of our Eco Wardrobe Accelerator Guide. It's about how to sort through your wardrobe, and after listening, you should have a good idea of how to be more sustainable by extending the lifespan of your clothing. So let's start by talking about how making clothes uses resources. Resources such as materials, water, energy, labour, and chemicals. So with materials, the item of clothing might be made out of an organic material, something which has grown out of the ground, like cotton or linen. Or it could be made from a synthetic material, like acrylic or polyester. And these are made of polymer chains, which come from petroleum. That's a crude oil byproduct. These synthetic polymers will shed when you wash the garment, which will probably end up in the ocean, or they could be thrown away in landfill or in the sea, where they will also stick around. It takes water to make clothing, thousands of litres to make a pair of jeans. It takes energy, growing or making the material, processing it, manufacturing the garment and transporting it. It all has a carbon footprint. There's also labour which goes into making clothing, of course. Many different workers are involved in each of the activities, sometimes or sometimes not in an ethical working environment. I'm talking about the pay they receive, the working conditions, health and safety, and even bonded or child labour. And then finally, there's chemicals. Chemicals which go into growing a crop of cotton, for example, processing the yarn or the fabric, and then dyeing it. And each of these chemicals may or may not be toxic. They may or may not have been applied by somebody who's been trained how to use them in an environmentally friendly way and a way that's safe. For example, pregnant women should not use pesticides. And that's just the production of the garment that I'm talking about. Disposing also takes up resources, like travel, which have a carbon footprint, and decomposition, which might, for example, emit methane, which again has a carbon footprint. So the long and short is, an easy way to be more sustainable and to have a lower footprint in all the different senses is by starting by the clothing you already have. Extending the lifespan of a garment by just 1 year reduces its carbon footprint by 20%. I got that number from ThredUp, which is a vintage clothing platform. But I've actually heard it as high as 30%. This guide covers how you can repair clothing so it's as good as new, and how you can recycle, or as we say, upcycle things to make them into new garments, or repurpose them around the house. But first of all, how do you know what to do with what? So you need to go through your wardrobe, look at the clothes, decide what you're going to keep. Now, you could take a Marie Kondo approach. She says, ask what sparks joy and keep only that in your home. This idea was first put out by her in her trend-setting book published in 2011 called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Now, I love that approach, but I also include what I find useful, for example, for work. Might not spark joy, but I need it. But bear in mind, you don't actually need to own everything that you find useful. You can rent or borrow for certain occasions, like holidays or weddings or specific work situations. So work out what you want to keep in your life, knowing that there is an arsenal of tools to fix or upcycle those things which you aren't wearing right now, but you do want to keep. Go through the different sections of this guide to get a feel how to rescue or reuse different items, from holy socks to out-of-shape t-shirts. And you'll see there's a place in your home, if not necessarily your wardrobe, for everything that you love. When you've decided what you don't need to keep anymore, refer to the disposal podcast in this guide for tips on how to say goodbye to clothes in the most responsible way. So thank you for listening. I hope you found this interesting and informative.